You know what reminds me of? Okay, so we're doing some Rishonim today. Okay? Taking a little break from the Sugya, I guess. It's kind of side points. A little easier than the points of our, that we're dealing with. Okay. So Kuf Kim Laraf, we're doing the Gemara. So it says, Bishlam Ayyamin, Achai Mishan Derech Sivakach, a small, Amayan Derech Sivakach, Shvi Ashino, if you have with your left hand. I'm Rav Yermi Abitur Yachan. I was talking about a lefty. Okay? So lefty. So the problem is, yeah, but the Mishnah says, Bain Bimino, Bain Mismolo. So if they have a small day, can you mean to go to Alma? We have small Chai, we mean no Chai. Either way, you can't have one guy who's Chai on Yemin and small, so what does that help you do, lefty or righty? What's the difference? Is so now for him, writing with the right hand is also going to be a Shinoi. Right, most people write with the right hand, who cares? But it's still a Shinoi. So the Gemara answer is, Elamar Abaye, Bishol Bishta Yadav. So let's talk about his ambidextrous. His ambidextrous is Michaev with both. Okay, so then there's the other answer with Rabbi Yossi, but leave that alone. Okay. So now, so the Gemara, the Rishonim deal with a different problem. So the Chiddush Aran, which you have to have the old Chiddush Aran to see this. The new Chiddush Aran is really the real Ran. I think this Chiddush Aran is really maybe the Talmidei of the Ran or the Ritva. It's very complicated. But in the old Chiddush Arans, it says, Vikashali. It says, Amar V'yermia B'iter Yad Shanu. Vikashali, V'tibotel Daito Eitzel Kaladam. Ki'ahidan Shehutzel, K'nerim Perakamatsnia. It says, why don't you say a lefty? It's going on the lefty. So a lefty, if he writes with his left hand, is going to be chayef. So he says, why don't you say, Baladaito, it's like Aladam? Because the Gemara in Hamatznia, which I just had, give me a second, it says, oh, Idmar Hamot, this is on Sadi Bezim and Alpha, Idmar Hamotzi Masli al Rosho Potter. So if you carry Duhotza on your head, so that's that you're Potter, because it's a Shinoi. Okay, it's a Shinoi. It's not Gedarko. Because it's not efficient to carry things on your head. He says, I, the imtim silomar anche hutsal osim kane, but you say, I in hutsal they used to do it. Hutsal they carry on their heads. Right. They perfected that art. It says, boladaito itzal kaladam. Say, boladaito itzal kaladam. Is that you don't say the thing becomes kadarko because so a few crazy people do it. Is there they're a minority. And you say, Baladaita, it's a kaladam. It's intrinsically, objectively, it's a mishuna to carry something on your head. So these guys happen to do it. Doesn't mean, it doesn't matter. It's a shinoi. Okay, it's still a shinoi. It's objectively a shinoi. So the Tosaran is asking, so why don't you say riding lefty is objectively a shinoi? Riding lefty is objectively a shinoi. Should be the same thing? Says, it's true, for a lefty, that's the way he writes, but it should mezer shino, it means objectively. I guess the thing is, like a malacha is koveya derech of the malacha, and if you don't do that derech, then that's a shino. For you, it's efficient, but a malacha, like, has a profile, and there's an objective method in which the malacha is performed. That's the efficient method of the malacha. Now, you happen to have your own thing, and you like to do it a different way, but objectively, it's a shino. And you don't, it's true, if the whole world carried on their head, then that would be the way to do the malacha. That would be the method. But it's not the method. So it should say, So the Ran answers, Tiretz Mori Natrona Rachmana Operke. That's what NERV stands for. The Anshe, or Neru. The Anshe Hutzal, Shecholom Lahotzi Masa Al Ksefam, Vehein Motzien Al Rosham, Dinhu diti batal daitam, etzal kaladam. Anshi hutzal have two choices. They could carry it on their shoulders like everyone else, or they could carry it on their heads. And now they choose to carry it on their heads, that's batal daitam, etzal kaladam. Avalacha de lo efshar biyamino, but here that a lefty simply doesn't have a choice. Eino din she dibatal etzal daitam, etzal kaladam. It's not right, it's not logical to say that he's going to be batal daitam, etzal kaladam. Exactly. The question my father says. The question is, who cares? So it's not right. It's like lefty's rights. You don't have a choice. So what? Bottom line is a deviant thing. It's the kala adam. Let's say there's only a few lefty. Let's forget. It's not caring about the quantity. Right. So apparently, quantity is the same amount of lefty as the amount of anshi utzal. Now it's true. Anshi utzal have a choice. So therefore, and they choose the other way. But bottom line is, it's a small percentage of people who do it. And it's bala is kala adam. The fact that they have a choice. They could carry on, so what? But bottom line is, it's a lefty, it's not kedarko. It's too small a percentage. Kaladam, baladam, it's a kaladam. So who cares whether you have a choice or not? It sounds like discrimination, as it. But this is not a matter of discrimination. This is a question of, is this kedarko or not? And you're saying, bolei zekalada means you measure kedarko by objective standards, and you don't measure it per person. So now, because they don't have a choice, now all of a sudden we're going to start going into each person's psychology or whatever? Just to formulate the question. Is that, how do you define kedarko? Do you find kedarko based upon objective terms, universally? So kedarko is, actually, the regular way, the kedarko objectively to carry is on your shoulders. And therefore, on shehutzel or shinoi. Okay, because kedarko is defined in objective terms, irrespective of each individual's personal methods. But you define it by kol adam. But if you do that, then you should say define the kedarko of writing as... Is there any kedarko of writing based upon writing? Because that's the way people write. Or do you define kedarko based upon each individual? So you define it by an individual, so then anshei hutzal are individuals, and this is the way they do shinoi. This is the way they do hutzal. So I was like, it seems like in anshei hutzal you're defining, you're just saying lo plug, and you're defining kedarko based upon the universal, and when it comes to kosev, you're saying we can define... You define the kedarko based upon the individual. Sorry, by Anshi Hutzel you're saying you define universally, and by Ksiva you're saying you define it based on the individual. Okay, so here's the first chiluk. Okay, see, I think there's a difference between. Here's the thing: is that when it comes to lefty and righty, there's two classes of people. There are lefties and they're righties. And the derach, the orche for righties is with the right hand, and the orche for lefties is with their left hand. Okay, and the reason why they're two classes of people is because lefties have nothing to do with righties, and righties have nothing to do with lefties. Righties can only write with their right hand, lefties can only write with their left hand. So they're two, just vis-a-vis writing, they're distinct. They're not one class. So you define shinoi or orche objectively, but there's no kol adam. You can't say it's a kol adam, because vis-a-vis writing, they're a distinct class of people. They're a different group, vis-a-vis writing. So you can't say the lefty is going to fall into the righty class. He doesn't do with righties. His inability to write with his right hand renders him apart into a different class. They're two classes of people. You see, you call them lefties and righties. But when it comes to carrying, there's no two classes of people. There's basically all people are the same. All people could carry on their heads and can carry on their shoulders. Okay? Everyone's the same. They're carriers. There's no head carriers and shoulder carriers. Now, within the two methods of carrying, some people prefer heads, some people prefer shoulders. Now, but Rov or Kol Adam prefer their shoulders. And therefore, the head is a head view of Bala Laitzel Kol Adam. It means they're part of one group of people. And one group of people are carriers, people who carry. And then there's an idea of preference. But preference doesn't render... The fact that you prefer one method as opposed to the other doesn't render you a different group, a different class from the other people. Because what makes you a different class is that you're mufka from their method of carrying. So if you other class couldn't carry on your shoulder, so you'd be you didn't have a shoulder. If you had a city without shoulders, so then you'd be head carriers. But there's no such thing like that. You're basically, everybody is just a regular carrier, and carrying has different methods, and you select methods. And the question is, what method is defined within this class of carriers? What is the objectively? What is the method of carrying? So orche is determined objectively, and objectively the selected method is selected by the rov or the kol adam, and that is carrying on your shoulders. But so it's defined objectively. So my question, Manushakti, define shinoi or orche objectively, subjectively. You define it objectively within a class of people. So you don't take other classes of people and force a different class onto them. Now, what makes a different class, what makes what's koveya you as a separate class of people, is your inability, is your mufka from that class. They have a method, and you're mufka from that method. So you can't say butlo daita lo kol adam, because you have nothing. You're a different class. So what you say is that most people carry with their left. Most people write with their right. Yeah, most righties write with their right, but I'm a lefty and I can't even write with my right. But again, you don't say they're head carriers. Head carriers and shoulder carriers aren't different classes of people, because everyone's both. Everyone's head carrier and the shoulder carrier. Now it's just a matter of preference. So what the question is, what is the preferred method of carrying? So they're saying you don't measure the preferred method based on each individual. You measure preferred method based upon the Kol Adam. But in, again, in righty lefty, you can't say what's the preferred method of writing, because it's not a matter of preference. Righties could only write with their right, lefties could only write with their left. So both righties could not go for righties, and lefties could not go for lefties. But again, in carrying, everyone could carry both ways. Now it's a matter of preference. So the preference is the kedarka that's measured objectively. Bittel could only be, if you have a class, then you could be mevatel one component of the class to another component of the class. But if you have two distinct classes, you don't say one is bottled to the other, they're just two distinct classes. You can't be mevatel them. Exactly, exactly. You want to know, how do Jews do something? So you say, how do they do some sort of religious thing? So as you say, Jews, most Jews pray in a synagogue or something like that. So you say, why? Because majority, because Kol Adam, you say, so Jews as a class, they pray and they say, not every Jew, but Jews as a class do. But you can't say people pray in churches, because majority of people in the world are, whatever, in America are Christians. So you say, Mavatel, the Jews, they tell the Christians. Because Jews are a group, you could say majority of Christians do, but Christians are one group, Jews are another group. They have no shaykhs one to the other. You can't be Mavatel, a different quality, the quality of Jews to Christians are two totally different, they have nothing in common. So they can't be Batel. Batel is where there's like a commonality, and then one fits into the, you could say, maybe most religious people. Something like that. But so far as you look at them as two distinct groups, you can't be about the one to the other. But Jews, you say all Jews have a commonality. They're Jews. And you'll say, so within that, so some guy you could prefer to daven in a synagogue, you prefer to daven at home. So you'll say majority, you'll define it by the majority. So say Jews as a class. But you could, the idea of bittel is a kolonim, where you have a class with a commonality, and how you define the minority is bittel to the majority. But if there's no shaykhs to the thing, if they're two totally distinct classes with nothing in common, then you can't mevatel the one to the other. So lefties and righties have nothing in common. Lefties can't write with the right hand, and righties can't write with the left hand. So we say they're bottled to each other, they have no shaykhas. But again, but in carriers, you have people carry their head, people carry their shoulder. Everyone can carry with everything. So there's only one class. You don't say there's head carriers, I'm a head carrier, I'm a shoulder carrier. I have a preference. Preference isn't, doesn't mean I'm a different class because I have a preference. That's just what I pick. If I want it, on a given day, if my shoulder's hurting, I'll carry my head, you know. So now you're undefined. Well, what's the derech of Bnei Adam of carriers to carry? So the derech of Bnei Adam is carry on your shoulders. And I, some people do the some of this class carry on their heads, but they're a minority in the class. So it's bottle. Preference is an accidental differentiation. Notice everyone can carry both ways, but we have accidentally, I like this way, you like that way. So you define the group by the Kol Adam, whatever the quantity is. But it's but within the two distinct classes, it's an essential differentiation between two. So you can't be mevatel one to the other. So let's look at the Ritva. Okay, so the Ritva is on a different point, which is that the Gemara says, this is again, I'm in the Mosadar of Cook Ritva. Okay, again, the Ritva also is complicated. There's different Ritvas. The older Ritvas aren't the same as I think the older Ritvas are the Ran. Something like that. I don't know. It's confusing. I once knew it. I think in the beginning of the article they tell you all this stuff. Explain. Who's who. So I saw it somewhere. Okay, so on the front cover, though, they don't tell you that it's a fake. Like in the Chiddush Iran, they're not going to say this isn't really Iran. The book is called Chiddush Iran, so I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara ends up answering, it's talking about ambidextrous. So the Mishnah, which says, for your right and your left, it's talking about a guy who's ambidextrous. Okay, guy's ambidextrous, sholot b'shtei yadav, so he's chayah for both, because they're both kedarko. Because he's a righty and a lefty. They're both kedarko. So what's the problem? So much so, the Ran said that you could entertain. You say, Pshita, of course. And what are you going to tell me? It's a Shinu if he writes with his left? He writes with his left. Shinu writes with his right? He writes with his right. I mean, there's no Shinu. So the Ritva is bothered by that. He says, Pirish. Velo sov davar shesholet yafa b'shtayim. So it doesn't mean totally that he's excellent on both of them. Then he came Pshita. So not only if he's sholeh with them both equally, he writes excellently with both of them, then of course that's pshita. Ela hokamashmon shafilu eno sholeh legamri ba'achas mehem, even if he's not totally proficient with one of them, rov malachos osav acheres, he does most things with the other one, because one is strong, the other one is a little bit strong, but most malachas he does with a stronger one. Because in general, he's righty, but his left, he's okay. He does certain malachas. He has a certain degree of shlita, more than your average guy. But he has a certain degree of proficiency with his left hand. Afilu hachi kiyun sheshalet af bezu, since he has control or shlita, even with this one, vekosev balefa amem, and sometimes he uses this for writing. Sometimes his right hand is tied up. Maybe he'll use his left hand to write. Malacha ki orcha chashiva. So we consider it the malacha ki orcha. That's considered orcha. Okay. So he's saying is the havmin maskana. Again, there's no havmin by a guy. Totally ambidextrous. Forget about it. The chiddush here is a guy who's essentially a righty, but he's also pretty good with his left hand. He does something. Sometimes he uses left hand. In fact, sometimes he writes with his left hand. So then that's the, I would think, that I would have thought, that's considered a shinoi kamash malon, the Mishnah, bein bimino, bein bismolo, that's not considered a shinoi. That's not considered a shinoi. So the question is, what's the Havin Askana? I think the advice saying is, he's sholeit, and as the concept is, he's sholeit biyado achaz or b'shtei adav. So he's saying, he's sholeit af bezu. But he says, v'kosev bala fa'amim, thinking he has to write, he's furthering the thing, is that it's not enough just that he has proficiency with his left hand vis-a-vis baseball, but vis-a-vis writing, he's equal to anyone else. But the point is that his shlita has to manifest itself on the scene of writing, which means that sometimes he could write with his left hand. But if it had no shaykhas at all to the act of writing, so basically he's a righty. Vis-a-vis writing, he's a righty. He plays baseball with his left hand, but yeah, but Baal Man is, it's a total shinoi for him to write with his left hand, just like anybody else. The thing is, the fact that he could do other things with his left hand, it doesn't help. But if he writes with his left hand, that means that. But you don't have a guy who is totally only hand that he could do anything with his right hand. He could just write with his left. It doesn't make sense, and that's indicative of a certain shlita on his left hand. So, in other words, a guy who could also write with his left means the type of person you'd call him a shalit b'shtei adav, because he has a shlita. But he's saying is the shlita has to impact writing in some manner. If he basically never was able to write with his left hand, then there's no shaychas to the world of a kosev. Okay, so the question is, why would I think that is a shinoi, and why is it not a shinoi? Okay, so I'm going to say the same thing my father's saying. Okay, the question is what's the idea of shinoi? What's the p'tor of shinoi? So, is it pshat that malach, see, malacha is like productivity? No, that's the idea. Malacha, you don't say shinoi. Friends, if I eat tray for the shinoi, you don't say I'm pater. It's right. Malacha of shinoi. Shinoi is a din of malacha. Because malacha is productivity, human productivity. So you could say the halacha is that malacha demands orche. Malacha's machshevas demands the highest level of productivity. That's the concept of malacha. It's a positive halacha that malacha demands the highest level of performance. Orche. What is the orche? That's the only, if you don't do orche, you're not chayav malacha. Malacha demands the highest level of human productivity, which is orche. So if that's the case, so then in this guy, this guy who's partially a lefty, whose left hand is inhibited partially, you wouldn't say that's orche. Because orche, if orche is a positive halacha, then it has to be the highest level of productivity. His left hand is kind of flimsy. I mean, it's true he could manage to make out a word, but that's not the highest level. It's a positive demand, the malacha has to be the top. So then you can't have there's no compromise. It has to be the top or nothing. But that's what's teaching us. That's not the case. There's no halacha like that in malacha, but shinoi is a p'tor. Shinoi is a p'tor. It's a hafka of the din malacha. That if something is mishuna, I don't know what a good translation is, but is like a inferior, like a really like an inferior ksav, or inferior method, a method which is really abnormal, an abnormal method. That's a better word here. Like a corrupted method of performance. That's that you're not chayav for. That's the p'tor. So if you do the malacha in a way which is like corrupted, a deviant, maybe deviant, a deviant manner of performing it, that's a p'tor. So the saying is that if this guy sometimes writes with his left hand, So you can't say it's deviant, it's a corruption. I mean, it's true, he usually prefers his right because his right's a little better. So it's true, it's below, it's not the best. But you couldn't call this like a deviation. You know, a deviation. It's not a deviant manner. If I write with my left hand, it's you look at it, it's terrible. I'd never even do it. It's a deviation. It's a deviation because I never ever do it. So that's a deviation. It's a shinoi. That's the p'tor. Person never does that kind of a thing. That's the p'tor. But if you have this guy, it's not a deviation. It's true, it's not his best. If he wants to put his best writing forward, he's not going to do it that way. But that doesn't make it a deviation. So the Havamina was that Malacha is the best. So if Malacha is the best, so then it's only going to be his best. What does this guy do? If he has to write a letter to the president, he's going to write with his right hand. That's his best. And Malacha, you'd have Havamina, is that Malacha demands the best. But that's what I'm saying. That's not the halacha of shinui. There's no halacha of malacha demands the best.
Havamina was that what shinui is anything other than the
on
best.
The best, right. It's not shinui according to... It's not shinui is the halacha. Yeah, it's more the halacha of the Havamina is it's not shinui, it's orche. Orche is really the halacha. The best is the halacha. Shinui just means it's not the best. But it's teaching you that it's not true. Shinui is the positive p'tor, which means that a deviation. If you do malacha in a deviant manner, but deviant means you never do it this way. It means it's totally like a corrupted manner of doing the performance. But as long as sometimes you do it that way, it's just not the best, that's not a shinoi. It's interesting. I mean, it would seem to, I mean, you have to think it through, but it could be you have nafkaminas, you know, when you do shinois. I mean, it has to really be, according to this, have to be that it's a manner which no one does it that way. To be like a manner which you wouldn't do it. Like, I guess when it comes to opening a bottle, let's say. So, I mean, you could say. So it could be. I mean, I have to consider these things. You know, the shinoi, I guess if you do it with your mouth, no one does that. Do it with your left hand, I mean, I don't know, maybe if your right hand is tied up, you open a bottle with your left hand. It's true that it's not your preferred method. I mean, you know, maybe if you open it with your pinky or something like that, you say that's now you never do that. I mean, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure how you measure these things, but. It's not just a method. Shinoi isn't just like a quantitative idea that it's not the best method. It has to really be a method which is it would not be done. Seems that's what he's saying, Kotzi Balafamin. The fact that you do it sometimes means it's not deviant. Deviant means you don't do it. It's not a method. It's not a malacha. So there seems to be, that's, according to Rav, that seems to be his measure of shinoi, is would you ever do that? So I don't think it means you actually do it. So, I mean, I mean, it means you would do it. I mean, whatever. It could be practically you always have your right hand available. I don't know if it means you actually, that you can remember times in your life where you do it. But I mean, that's in general. If you would do it, then you probably have done it because things come up. But I mean, certain things are just never come up. Right. It could be opening a bottle with your left hand, you know. I mean, I don't have to think of these things. You have to think about these things. But it seems to me it's not just a quantitative idea that it's not, it's a little bit less. It has to be where it's really a bad method and I'd never employ it. But if it's just not the best, that's the concept. Is that it's really a bad method. I'd never employ it. That's shinoi. It's bad. But if it's just a matter of not the best, so not the best. So look, I try for the best. If I can't do the best, I do the second best. Second best is a shinoi. This is the guy, his left hand, his right hand is best, his left hand is second best. That's not shinoi. Shinoi doesn't mean second best. Shinoi means it's a aberration. It means it's ruin, it's bad. It's deviant. Deviant means you never do it. That's the p'tor. It has to be that you don't do it because it's inefficient, right? It can't just be, right, like you never open a bottle while you're tapping your head at the same time, but that's not because it lacks in efficiency, or you do it with your two fingers. I mean, it's equally efficient. It just, why, you never even thought, why would you do it that way? Just there's no root, you know? It doesn't mean that. I mean, it means because of its inefficiency. You don't do it, but it's a point. If you did it that way, you'd say, that's crazy. That's not a way to do this activity. This is totally inefficient.
Yeah.
It's, right, it can't just be accidentally because he never happened to do it. You know, that's what I'm saying. When he says Kotzi Balafamin, you write sometimes with your left hand. I don't know if it means you actually have to do it. It means you would do it if the situation come up. If you never ever happened to encounter a situation like that because whatever. But I would imagine if you're kind of a guy who could do it, there are always times where your hand, right hand is occupied. You know, I mean, you'll know. If you're holding something in your right hand, if you're that guy, then you write with your left hand. If you're not that guy, you're going to have to switch it. It's going to be old tircha, and you just simply, if I'm holding my right hand, I'm not going to write with my left hand. It's just not possible. I'm not going to be able to do it. It's a, you know.
There's a lot of ramifications.
It seems so.
For example,
ripping
a bag open with your teeth. You know, a lot of times people do that when they can't do it with their hands.
Right.
Bite it open.
Right. But that could be. Right. You know, it's equally efficient. It's equally efficient. It just happens to be. Right, but you could say, like opening a bottle with your teeth, you say that's really, it's very hard to do. Right. Well, I guess here's a good way. If it's very easy and it's not any more difficult, I guess the question, if it's any more difficult for you, if it's no more difficult than the normal way, then it would seem to be in general it's not going to be a shinoi. It would seem in general a shinoi, there's a reason why people don't normally do shinois, because they're hard to do. They're not efficient. So if you do it and it's simple, then probably it's not a shinoi, because then that's just as efficient. So it has to be harder, but not only harder, it has to be significantly harder that you wouldn't do it. It's more than just not harder. It's a point where a person would not do it that way. That's not malacha. That point is that's not malacha. A person wouldn't do it that way. That's not malacha. You're accomplishing the goal, but that's not malacha. Malacha is human beings involved in productivity. It's not a synthesis of productivity. It's doing it in a crazy method. Okay, good. So David says that Rabbi holds the opening bottles of your left or general doing the left hand is in shinoi. Because open bottles, good. I mean, there's nothing wrong. If your right hand's occupied, you do it with your left hand. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just in general, you'd prefer your right hand because it's a little stronger. But it's not like opening bottles is a very delicate thing. Writing is a delicate thing. You don't write with your left hand. But most things which don't demand precision, it could be with your right or your left. I mean, it's very easy. I mean, if you're opening a pickle jar or something, so I don't know if that's not a malacha anyways. But if you're opening something that should be like a big heavy open or a type of thing that's in general, it's very, very difficult to do with your left hand, it could be a wood. Or something like writing. I mean, it'd have to be something like that. But that would be the method. But it's good. In this case, you could see why opening with your left hand wouldn't be. I mean, you have to find a good way to do it. I mean, I guess if you had a good way, maybe with your pinky or something which is really a way that no one would ever do it that way, that would be the measure. You know, I can say kalachayat is the way in general you call it. Like backhanded. You don't do things backhandedly because you don't have your fingers, that's a
deviation.
I mean, you can't open your bottle, kalachayat, though. I don't know, it's going to be hard to do.
Remember,
maybe if you hold your hand like this and then try to start opening it, maybe something like that, upside down. You hold your hand, palms facing up, and then try to, maybe.
When you open it, I guess, puts two fingers on like this and twist.
Yeah, that's right. That's already like could be. Yeah, I may have to see. Well, that's I think the measuring rod, though. You know. Yeah. Right. Two people is a good idea. No one does two people. That's a crazy way. I mean, if someone saw you doing two people, so you're not. No one ever did it like that, besides for this.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do next is the next Gemara here about. Give me a second here. No, I think the next thing is this. Shame katan v'shame gadol, the thing in the Mishnah. I mentioned the man of Shachar already on it. But you'll see the shame gadol v'shame katan. The last part of the Mishnah. Before, we have the Gemara on it. The Gemara gets into it. But first, the Gemara, right? If you're trying to write Shmuel and you write shame, yichayev. Right? Because it's also a name. But if you weren't a name, you wouldn't be chayev. Even though, in general, two letters, it doesn't have to be a name. So that's the question, man of Shachar. I mean, you look at the Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah. I think we'll try to do that next. Hopefully tomorrow.